Seattle area business giants have been taking steps for the climate and against the Trump administration's energy policies. Yesterday, we heard about Microsoft. Today, we'll look at two firms. One is a household name. The other you might not have heard of. It's a quiet company that makes loud products. John Ryan with KUOW's politics team reports.
The quiet company has its own skyscraper in Bellevue. It's been around for more than a century, and people there still wear suits to work.
It is very traditional. We do dress in business attire.
Now their company is the fifth largest in Washington. Here's one of their products. PACCAR makes big trucks under the Peterbilt and Kenworth brands. 18-wheelers tend to get about 6 miles a gallon. That means they burn a lot of diesel and put out a lot of carbon dioxide. Ken Hastings handles investor and media relations at PACCAR.
We continually make improvements in fuel efficiency by investing in R&D. We're highly motivated to do that regardless of the regulatory environment.
Manufacturers got an extra push to do more of that last year when the Obama administration raised efficiency requirements for heavy trucks. But Hastings says it's customers who push PACCAR to make greener trucks. He says for trucking companies, diesel is such a big share of costs that the firms are, well, driven to save energy.
Whether diesel is at $2.50 or whether it's at $4, our customers are very motivated to reduce fuel costs. Fuel costs are probably one-third of their total operating costs.
Hastings says the Trump administration's push for less regulation won't affect what PACCAR does one way or the other.
We would still continue to develop more fuel-efficient vehicles because that's what customers want.
He says it's not in the company's DNA to be activists.
We'd rather win in the market than try to influence events through lobbying efforts.
Congressional disclosures show that PACCAR does lobby in D.C., but much less than many corporate giants from our region. All of Washington's biggest companies tout the good things they're doing for the climate, reducing their energy use, buying green energy, things like that. They often reveal much less about the harm they do. Costco, Starbucks, and Amazon officials all declined to comment for this story. The lack of transparency has climate activists up in arms.
We're calling on Amazon to be responsible and begin to act now. When is the time?
Now!
When is the time?
Patience Malaba of the SEIU labor union led a protest outside Amazon's annual shareholder meeting in May. One of the biggest complaints was the giant company's impact on a small planet. With its data centers, warehouses, and delivery trucks, Amazon has grown into one of the nation's biggest users of energy. Here's Rebecca Deutsch of the climate group 350 Seattle.
The company burns enormous amounts of fossil fuels. As a company with an oversized footprint, Amazon has to take meaningful action to curb the greenhouse gases it's dumping into our atmosphere.
Amazon claims that its cloud computing and e-commerce are less polluting than the activities they're rapidly replacing. Without more transparency, those claims are hard to verify.
It's falling far behind other tech giants like Facebook, Apple, and Google. Amazon needs to be a leader to curb climate change. It needs to put its efforts where its press releases are.
Amazon publicity materials say the company got 40% of its power from renewable energy last year. Activists say that's bogus, since Amazon includes a lot of nuclear power in its tally of supposedly renewable energy. Google expects to get all of its power from renewable non-nuclear sources this year. Microsoft says it will get half its power from wind, solar, and hydropower by next year. Amazon has received praise from Greenpeace for urging government support for clean power and the global climate agreement.
It's past time that Amazon take responsibility for its footprint.
Across the street from the protests, Amazon wouldn't allow cameras or recorders inside its shareholders meeting. Shareholders quietly considered a proposal to tie executive pay to how well the company reduces its impacts on the planet. They voted it down by more than 90%. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.